Today, we visit Lake Forest, 30 miles north of the Loop and hometown to a who's who of prominent architects, actors, comedians, and sports figures. Today, we show you why Lake Forest should be your hometown.
Tell you what, I want to move right to Eloah Farms. That's where I want to move. Lake Forest is a beautiful place, and I think this might be the most beautiful place in Lake Forest. Laura Calvert is the executive director, and you get to go to work every day at one of the most beautiful places. And did the Sandhill Cranes, did they arrive yet?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Lisa. The Sandhill Cranes are here. We have seen about four of them walking across the farm. So we know that's always one of the first signs of fall is when they return back to the farm as, you know, they are migrating south. So we see them in the spring. They nest here. They go away for the summer, and then they come back in the fall before they continue to head south.
I was in Elburn today petting my donkeys, and I looked up and I thought, what is that? Is that an egret? And there were three of them. And I thought, oh, it's a sandhill crane. They're so beautiful. And the grounds of Eloah Farms are so beautiful. Why the name Eloah? What does that stand for?
Yes. So Eloah Farm, we are a historic farm that was developed by the A. Watson Armour family. So Eloah is actually a combination of Elsa and A. Watson Armour. It's, you know, a combination of their first names. So we like to say that, you know, we were the first Bennifer or celebrity mashup.
Yes.
At the farm.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, I see that you can walk the grounds. I've been told that a lot of people clamor to be married there. Did you have a lot of weddings this summer?
Yes, we did have a lot of weddings, and we are, you know, just kind of starting to wind down the wedding season. So, yeah, it is such a beautiful place to be married outdoors, out in the farm fields, and then to, you know, come inside into our hay barn for a good time. So, yeah, it is always very activated here in the summer.
And tell me about the learning kitchen, because I find this intriguing. I'm always nervous about canning my own vegetables since my mom is no longer with me to say, don't do that, clean the lid. But it looks like that's something you do in the learning kitchen.
Yes, yes. I mean, one of our big missions here at Eloah Farm is to, you know, connect folks to food and agriculture and to provide a variety of gardening, culinary, wellness classes. And we host a lot of those culinary classes inside our learning kitchen. So we have an amazing chef and culinary team, you know, that produce food for our market, that host farm dinners, as well as teach both youth and adults how to cook, and, you know, whether that's preserving the harvest of the season or, you know, learning how to work with different cuts of meat or make sausage to baking sourdough bread. You know, we try and cover it all here in the kitchen.
Laura Calvert is the executive director of Eloah Farm in Lake Forest, and I'm looking at your website. Are you telling me if I come up for the Fall Fest on Saturday, I can buy one of those pies?
Oh, you certainly can. And so much more. We've got house-made caramel apples, all sorts of cookies, baked goods, hot cider. Our chef will be out grilling up some chicken and brisket sandwiches. So it looks like beautiful weather, and just we're, you know, such an ideal spot to celebrate the fall season.
Lucky are the people in Lake Forest that you're right in their backyard, but you must be a destination for other folks around Chicagoland.
Yes, you know, we are both, you know, have kind of the privilege of being a community center around food and agriculture. So we see a lot of neighbors, a lot of community folks from Lake Forest, as well as, you know, our community members from the greater metropolitan region. So we really, you know, want to be a regional education center and be a destination. I mean, we're just a hop, skip, and a jump from the city, just a short drive, and, you know, a great place to spend a Saturday or Sunday.
And are you only open on Saturdays or Sundays, or what are the hours for your market and your gardens?
Sure. So, I mean, we are open every day of the week from sunrise to sunset. It's free to come here to, you know, walk around the property, you know, say hello to our chickens on the farm, see our fields. And then, you know, throughout the week and weekend, we have a variety of programs and events that you can find on our website. And then we have a weekly market every Friday and Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So, you know, during the summer, that's, you know, kind of when we have the most activity going on is Friday and Saturday. But it's, you know, a beautiful time to come really any day of the week or any season of the year.
I think everybody loves the idea of a farm dinner, and that's something that people who are not on farms are definitely doing in restaurants all around the nation. But you do an authentic farm dinner, and the fact that you chose the theme to be Wisconsin Supper Club is fantastic.
Yes, we, you know, we're very excited to introduce our farm dinner series. We started that last summer, and then we've expanded it this year. And yeah, we like to have fun with the seasons and have fun with themes. So we introduced the Wisconsin Supper Club for our upcoming farm dinner in mid-October. And yeah, it really resonated with our community. I mean, everyone loves a brandy old-fashioned and, you know, a good ribeye. So we're excited to play on that theme while also making it farm-oriented and having all the veggies come off the farm. And, you know, we're working with a local livestock farm to provide the meat. So it's a nice way to be, you know, authentic and fun.
This is the day that we celebrate your hometown, and today we are focused on Lake Forest. Laura Colvert is the executive director of Eloah Farms. What is your favorite thing when you go to work every day? What's the one thing that you are thankful for when you show up?
Oh my gosh. I think just being surrounded by all of the natural beauty that is both the farm architecture, our farm fields, and then the adjacent savanna. I mean, it is truly one of the most beautiful places I've been in the state of Illinois. And it's such a privilege to be able to come here every day.
Well, we encourage everybody else to come visit you. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, Antonio Romanucci, who is the founding partner of Romanucci Blondini Law. They are the law firm who is suing Smith & Wesson, among other people, in relation to the mass shooting in Highland Park. He's going to join us after 3 o'clock. Dr. Jeffrey Copen, you know him. He checks in for your hometown. Of course, he is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine in Lake Forest. The show continues next after the news. Obviously, that's the biggest part of the show. Lauren Lapka has your news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Cheese.